Biggie just motioned to me, don't sweat the real ID, but I am sweating the real ID. There's a 90-day backlog, they say.
You flying anywhere?
No.
You going on any cruises? You going out of the, overseas?
No.
You good.
Yeah, this, I hate to bring it up, but last week I thought this would be kind of a little fun segment, but it died with a painful, horrible death. And basically the question was, if you could fly anywhere in the world, where would you go? Biggie said Vegas, and Kelly said Myrtle Beach.
You good, bro?
I thought it would be a good jumping off point for, you know, hey, where would you go if you could fly anywhere for free? And it just laid there like a turd on the sidewalk.
Well, I don't ever, want to go anywhere.
Listen, you good? Don't worry about it.
Well,
I keep hoping that our somewhat celebrity status will get us a private invite.
To what?
To the DMV.
DMV. Mm-hmm. That would be really nice.
Good luck.
That would be really
nice.
All
I'm going to say is to any DMV workers, how would you like a t-shirt?
Well, let me ask you this. Do you know when your driver's license expires, Kelly?
Yeah, I had to look all that up when it's not for 2 years. Because I've got my birth certificate now. We ordered that, and it came in.
Oh, you had to order.
Yes.
So cost? $10?
Yeah, $10 or $11. Remember I told you, and my wife got hers because she's out of state for like $40. It has not arrived yet. My birth certificate showed up on Saturday in mail. And so I'm now able to get the real ID, but from what I hear, there's 90-day backlog.
Appointments are booked up for 3 months. Appointments.
Now, last year at this time, I was unexpectedly invited to fly to New York to see some Broadway plays. It happens in August. So if it's a three-month backlog, you're talking about end of May, end of June, end of July. So that's going to be tight.
Tight.
If I'm invited again, although my actions on that trip probably would preclude that from happening. I guess they thought I was the fun one, and I am not.
I feel like they were typing in the email and
accidentally
hit the wrong last name for the Chris.
And, oh, God, did you hit send?
I believe that's right, too. You know what happened to my wife? You'll really appreciate this. Talking about sending the wrong email or getting the wrong email. And my driver's license expires. Hold on.
I'm going to hold it.
Yeah. I got it. Not till April of 27, is it?
Expire? Okay.
Good.
There's my face on it.
That's your old face.
That is your old face.
My old fat face.
Oh, yeah. That'll be exciting for you to get a new one.
Mm-hmm.
God, they put it on there 3 times.
Jesus, I know. Look at that. There's my fat old face staring right back at me 3 times. Enough already.
Biggie, do you know when your license expires?
I just renewed, so I got a few years.
Mm-hmm. So you didn't go real ID when you had the chance?
No. I'm playing the it's going to get pushed game.
Long game. I hope it does.
Well, it has been pushed for 20 years.
I hope
it's been
right.
20 years.
That's right.
I feel like as we approach the deadline, it'll say, God, no one has this.
Yep. Well, that's what they've done every time.
Yeah.
So I'm hoping. But this time they seem to be sticking by their guns.
Yeah, but I ain't traveling.
So my wife. That's right. So my wife, we have a coworker here in the building named Josie. All right. You all are familiar with her. Okay. So I was at an event on Saturday at a place called Bender's Tavern, that oyster roast.
Yeah.
And out of the blue, my wife gets a call from Josie, our coworker. Now,
your wife is not at the event. She's at home.
Yeah, she was at home. And I didn't know about this until I got home. And so it was like, why would Josie be calling? You know, that's the question.
Well, was it a work emergency?
Exactly what my wife thought. See, they had not spoken on the phone in 20 years, you know, probably 20 years. Because they're just not friends, you know. I mean, they if they see each
circles.
Other, of course. If they see each other at a work event or a Christmas party or something, of course they're
social
and friendly to each other. But when my wife saw her name pop up on her phone, my wife thought I was dead. She thought I had
fallen into the oyster pit.
I had yes,
something.
She thought I'd fallen into the oyster
or got
pit.
A bad oyster.
Exactly.
Had a reaction.
Exactly. So my wife picks up the phone with trepidation and hello, and Josie on the other end says, it's Josie, you guys have to get out here, they're playing All the Stones. And my wife said, what? And this was relayed to me, and Josie said, yeah, they're doing All the Stones, you got to get here. And my wife said, the Rolling Stones? And Josie said, yeah, they're doing the whole catalog and the weather is beautiful and I want you here, sister, let's go. And my wife said, well, that's really nice of you to invite me. Where are you? And Josie said, "We're at Merlefest. What do you mean, where are we? Let's go. Let's go. We're at Merlefest.
In the mountains?
Yeah. Merlefest was this event. This is hippie
event. It's the Coachella of North Carolina.
It's the Coachella of North Carolina. And she's like, they're doing all the Stones. I want you here. Let's go. We're partying. And my wife said, oh, it's so nice to invite us, but we have plans for the evening. And Josie says, what do you mean you got plans? Get over here. Let's go. You know. And my wife said, who are you calling? And Josie says, I'm calling you. I'm calling Ashley. Well, apparently there is a woman in Josie's phone with my wife's exact same name.
Oh, front and back.
Front and back. And so Josie said, call this to Siri.
Her digital assistant.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm. And, how crazy.
And it did. It called her. So my wife said, we're not really that kind of friends.
Grab your lawn chairs. Let's go.
I just got a text from Josie. She's like, the late Steve Jobs screwed me. Yeah. This is what happened. I guess it does happen like that. But my wife said it was wonderful to talk to her for just a few minutes.
Well, isn't that nice?
Unfortunately, she thought I'd fallen into the oyster roast and burned my face off.
Yeah.
Dead. Josie was somehow there, and that's what it was. But luckily, within 5 seconds, she knew it was a jovial conversation, you know.
Yeah.
And they had the...
Then it got even more confusing.
It did. It did. Exactly right. And Josie...
Bring your bong, sister. and your sunscreen.
What?
What? We partying. Now, my wife and I do not party like that. That's just not the thing.
No. If someone hollered they're playing all the Stones, you wouldn't leave your front porch.
That's right. She could have said the Stones.
You wouldn't walk down the driveway.
No.
Honestly, she could have said
the Stones are playing the house across the street.
They're like, have fun. That's
that's nice.
We'll listen from here.
That's just
listen. Text me when they start to up Satisfaction. I'll open a window.